This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Boys and girls, here is Michael Harrison along with me, Doug Steffen, to review the hot hits in talk radio. The charts on Talkers Magazine and Talkers.com are for the week of August 2nd to the 6th, the first full week of August. As we know, we've got a lot of things going on, Michael, here as usual. Go through the story list and the people list, if you would, so that we can pick and choose some things that will gravitate into the minds of our listeners. How's that? For being excited.
Gravitate into the minds of our listeners. It sounds like something from advanced physics, you know, gravitational gravitational waves.
I assure you, there's nothing in my life that had anything ever to do with advanced physics. I might be interested in the law of physics and things, but when it came to physics and me in high school,
Yeah, well, it can get complicated. Yes. Speaking of physics, how's my connection to you? We're broadcasting from a remote location. So.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, we know it's you, and we've got you. We can hear you fine. So
Excellent.
If you will, help yourself.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Here are the charts from Talkers this past week. And the Olympics and social media scrutiny tie at number 10. At number 9, U.S.-China relations tied with Middle East tensions. At number 8, crime and violence tied with police reform. At number 7, the southern border crisis tied with immigration reform. At number 6, harsh weather and climate change. And there's a lot of wildfires still going on in California, big problem. Yeah. At number 5, the economy, that's tied with supply shortages, inflation, and the infrastructure bill, which is about to go to its first vote after lots of, arguing. At number 4, Donald Trump's legal issues tied with the special elections that took place in Ohio and Texas, by the Congress, and the California recall is now gaining steam as a subject of discussion. At number 3, we have the January 6th committee. We have voting legislation and race relations all bundled up in the number 3 spot. At number 2 this week, gigantic conversation surrounding Andrew Cuomo facing heat. And at number 1, of course, the COVID-19 Delta variant, vaccine hesitancy, masks, mandates, and mayhem.
Hey, I like that, the three M's.
That's right. Masks, mandates. Mayhem. Which do you like better? Masks, mandates, and mayhem, or masks, mandates, and madness? Which do you prefer, madness or mayhem?
I think mayhem is better. Madness creates something in your mind that applies to other things. Yeah, mayhem is what this is all about.
Okay. And consider yourself an editor now. This is great.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I took a quick day trip down to Florida this week because I had some business to take care of. And one of the things that became obvious to me is that the news media and its reporting on what's going on in Florida and the reality, at least of what I was on the west, on the, sorry, east side, Palm Beach and down in Boca Raton. I didn't see the kind of like uproar that the news media is portraying. Did I see a lot of people wearing masks? Yep. Did I people in the airport and on the planes do what they're asked to do? Yes. I think there's we have become almost addicted, Michael, to, and maybe this is partially because of some of the talk radio hosts and programs, we've become addicted to looking for the next ooh-ooh, the next gotcha story when it comes to COVID. And DeSantis, who's on your list, the people list, number 7 this week, I don't know much about him, frankly. You spend more time in Florida than I do. I don't have an opinion on him one way or another. I know he has aspirations. He wants to run for president. He's getting a lot of attention because of the freedom to come and go, it would seem, in Florida. Yet the other side of it is the people who are his political opponents say, look, see what a mess it is in Florida. Look at all the people that are going to the hospital. Look at the people who are dying. Florida's a mess. So how do we really know what's real? I'll tell you my experience. I didn't see any big to-do at all down there. Now, granted, I didn't go to the hospital. But people were being respectful and they were wearing masks, and it wasn't this, you know, some people think that the Floridians are running around giving everybody an up yours because some people think it's smart to wear a mask. So,
you're talking about the subjectivity of all of this. And, you know, what is one's experience? What does one see in one's circle of vision?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very hard to see the broad vista of an entire state. Numbers are very, very subjective. It all depends on, you know, how you want to focus on them. And also it depends on whether or not it's, impacting you personally. Mm-hmm. If you have a bunch of relatives or friends that are dying of COVID, suddenly it appears very different than, you know, seeing people behaving politely in an airport or in public, whether they wear masks.
Well, I think
the world is so big, you know.
Yeah.
It's so big. Yeah, go ahead.
Part of the discussion this week has been how difficult it is in airports and more on airplanes. People losing it. They're drinking too much. They won't put on a mask. Getting duct taped to seats, you know, stuff like that. And those are individual experiences that all are part of this. The vaccine hesitancy, mask mandates, and again, what is number one this week on our story list at talkers.com. But I just, I think that we have overplayed our hand here. And people say, well, we overtell the story so that people will be safe, so you'll scare people into getting a vaccine. Is that what's going on here, you think?
Well, to a certain degree it is, but then the question is, should people be scared into getting the vaccine? You know, a death is a death. You know, when we have 600,000, 700,000 deaths, we can't diminish that just because
we're
not seeing people.
Do we really
have anything?
Well, you have
to have a certain amount of confidence in.
I don't have confidence in somebody in my family who's a medical professional tells me that the federal government was paying hospitals a $2,000 bounty for everybody who died of COVID, and the numbers were then inflated to reflect people who died actually of pneumonia or heart disease or something else, and they just happened to have COVID, but that didn't really finish them off. That gives me cause to wonder, frankly.
Well, one should always wonder and one should always question. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
However, to suddenly talk along the lines of how do we know this exists and how do we know it's not an across-the-board scam, I think that's kind of
I'm not suggesting it's a scam. I'm just suggesting.
Well, you just did suggest it's a scam.
The numbers are, there's a scam-a-side effect. To the numbers, mm-hmm. if you will. That was my point.
The point is you'll always find in any situation companies, hospitals, people, individuals using the situation to fudge the numbers so that they could benefit by whatever mm-hmm. benefit there is to be gained. I'm sure during World War II, which we consider to be a just war, that we had to go to war, that was a real threat. I'm sure there were arms manufacturers and companies and people involved who are profiting by it. It doesn't mean that it still was not a reliable or a reasonable cause. So we got to be careful when we're talking about COVID, you know. And it has to do also with how we prioritize crises and tragedies. I mean, we make one thing a major issue and another thing not. You know, smoking killed millions of people.
Yeah.
An airplane goes down and 200 people die, and that becomes headlines, and everybody gets freaked out for days and weeks. And yet we say, well, it's only 1% of the population is dying, or blah, 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 but we diminish it because you can make numbers show almost anything you want. What is it that's going to get our attention? What is it that's going to create alarm? That's a fascinating topic. It's part of the idiosyncrasies, if there's such a word, the idiosyncrasies of the human condition. I know we got to take a break and I'll do the people's survey.
It's tying it all together. Many more people, 10 times, 20 times, 30 times many people died this year of heart disease and cancer as died from the flu. But yet that's been going on. 'Twas ever thus, if you will, and therefore it's not a big headline. Yeah, you make a great point. 16 past the hour. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. My reminder now, for those of you who are, if you're worried about being healthy and safe and you're overweight, then perhaps you'll want to pay attention to a 60-second plug, if you will, because that's kind of what this is, a paid plug for Calitrin. But putting it that way sounds a little bit coarse, but yeah, that's really what it is. I'm paid to tell the story about Calitrin and how it works. But you know what? I don't really have to do much work here, because if you go to their website, toploss.com, you can see the stories of thousands of people who have gotten onto the use of this product and have been successful not only losing weight safely, sanely, but they've also kept it off. That's what makes more of an impact for me anyway, more of an impression, and gives the product more value. And by the way, the capsule comes in capsule form or liquid form. Take it at night before you go to bed. If you have any questions at all about my references to the information, which you should do, is go to the Top Loss website and connect with one of their, they have personal consultants that'll help you understand how this works and see if it's right for you. Try it out. I think you're going to be very happy with the results. Takes your time. You've got to be patient. Special huge sale this weekend. The package offers $30 taken right off the top of anything you buy, plus 2 free months. They have an easy payment plan, no extra charges for things. If you're ready to get started, go to the website, toploss.com, and order Calitrin. Use the DJV code for all these special deals and for free shipping.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth 2-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better, and you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number is toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. Or yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
10,
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now we continue with our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. We've gone through the stories, at least the list, and some commentary on some of the things that are in there, which is what Michael and I want to do when we get together each week. We have not gone through the people list, so Michael, please do the honors.
Okay, here we have the people. At number 10, we have the continuing saga of Simone Biles at the Olympics. Gavin Newsom in California at 9, Rand Paul at 8, Ron DeSantis, the aforementioned governor of Florida, at 7. Kevin McCarthy, the head of the Democrats and the Republicans, rather, in Congress, at number 6. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, at 5. Donald Trump, the kingmaker and wild card in American politics, at number 4. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Rochelle Walensky tied at number 3. Andrew Cuomo back at the top at number 2. And Joe Biden as president is number 1. And that's the way the people chart is.
What do you make of the people who are tying in? I was remember when I first got started, I did some time, and it sounds like I was in jail, but WMCA in New York had just changed to talk, and I did.
Well, that was like being in jail.
It was an interesting experience doing that. You know, I was a flyboy for about 8 months. I did evenings on WHDH in Boston, and I did afternoons at WMCA in New York, and I'd fly back and forth. And
if I could just jump in for a second, isn't that a sign of the times that disc jockeys that worked in two adjacent cities would have to fly between the cities,
right,
or talk show hosts to do the shows? Now you just go into the other room in your house.
Right, exactly. You got all the equipment right there. Yes.
Right.
Anyway, so I remembered when I was on WMCA having Mario Cuomo on and thinking what a, I don't know if stoic was that he was. And it was like he was a god. We came into the station, the general manager, the owner was the general manager because it had just been sold, the Strauss family. Remember them?
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
Legends.
So, yeah. So Jeannie Strauss was the program director, and she brought him in, and it was like she wanted to kiss his ring. He was that powerful a figure. And so I had it was like I didn't need to be in the room. I remember
that. Do you remember we had him as a speaker at one of our early talk radio conventions?
Yes.
And I remember sitting next to him at the dais.
Yeah.
And he was the Pope. You know, he was considered.
How do people get to that? Do they assume it? Do they become it? How do people become that untouchable? That's really what the Cuomo's
He was untouchable for a while. He also lost a re-election for his fourth bid by a little-known state legislator named George Pataki. So nobody is ultimately untouchable, and he never did get his fourth term, just like his son Andrew is not going to get a fourth term. But for this, the sake of argument, it's an interesting question you ask. How does somebody become untouchable? The same way earlier you were talking about the role of the media in exaggerating things. We live in a situation being human beings where we're constantly hyping and promoting each other on stuff. Everything is the biggest. Everything is the greatest. Everything is, and it happens with figures. The greatest politician, you know, the team of destiny. It's a fascinating process, and definitely Mario Cuomo was the beneficiary of that back in the early 90s.
I snicker at stuff like that. Am I too much of a cynic? Maybe that's what makes me reasonably good at doing what I do here on the radio, because I don't take what anybody says at face value. I would apply that. Number 8 on our people list this week is Rand Paul. Number 3 is Dr. Fauci. What do they say? Rand Paul and Fauci were trying, they were sparring with each other and have over the past couple of weeks. Rand Paul, a lot of things he thinks and says, I happen to agree with, frankly. But I think he also goes off the deep end sometimes. But, you know, then there's Fauci, who we've made into someone kind of like a demagog like the Cuomos are. So we ought to talk about that and what's been created here as we continue on the Talk Radio.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New data shows that more children are catching the dangerous Delta virus. Some are sick in intensive care with COVID-19. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is ordering a mask mandate for public schools in the fall.
In just 4 days, another 3,939 children, these are people below the age of 18, have tested positive in Louisiana.
Frontline hospital workers in Florida are reporting a surge in COVID patients in children's hospitals. Governor Ron DeSantis, who is opposed to vaccination or mask mandates, acknowledges that the people who are now in the hospital are unvaccinated.
Had they not been vaccinated, they think that the disease would have progressed much worse. So we're going to continue doing that and continuing providing whatever help we can.
A family in West Memphis, Arkansas, are now mourning the death of their 11-year-old girl due to COVID-19. This is USA Radio News. The Justice Department has announced a New Jersey man has become the first person to plead guilty to violence against a police officer related to the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. Scott Fairlamb pleaded guilty to assaulting a law enforcement officer and obstructing an official proceeding. He's scheduled to be sentenced September 27th, where he faces more than 4 years in prison. As a part of his plea deal, he agreed to pay $2,000 in restitution for damage he inflicted upon the Capitol. Video evidence shows Fairlamb yelling at officers, "You have no idea what the bleep you're talking about." He then shoves an officer and punches a second one. More than 135 officers were injured while responding to the January 6th riot by supporters of former President Trump. One Capitol officer, Brian Sicknick, who was pepper sprayed during the violence, died a day later after having two strokes. The medical officer in Washington, D.C., said his death was natural, but the riots did play a role in his condition.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At 34 after the hour to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. So, we've been through the people list. We've been through the story list. I had suggested to you an equivalency between Rand Paul, as somebody making postures, and Dr. Fauci. Is he a posture-er?
No, I don't think so. I think Fauci is just himself. I think he's not posing. I think he's just being what he is. He's been this way for so many years.
But who even knew that he existed before? Had you ever heard of him before all this got started?
Vaguely, if at all. You know, his name came up when we were talking about SARS. And, you know,
So what do you make of, I heard this conversation, I was listening to a sports talk show in Florida yesterday, and the vaccinations and COVID and the variants come up in every aspect of our lives, right? It's been a big, there've been a lot of people talking about it.
It's been the defining force in our lives for 2 years now.
Yeah.
You know, this is an era. This is like what life was like during World War II or any major, you know, I mean, imagine life. World War II went on for 4 years.
Yeah.
This thing is 2 years and it may go on forever. I mean, we may have to live with COVID for years to come. We're dealing with that possibility.
Yeah. We have flus and it's basically nothing more than a flu. It's a different variant of a flu. It fits the definition of a flu. Do you remember flus when you were a kid? Were there flus?
I remember flus. I don't remember a flu killing 600,000-700,000 Americans.
No. Uh-huh.
But you brought up earlier that we don't know if that's true. See, I believe it is true. You're not sure. But that's good, honest discussion.
Yeah,
I'm not sure either. But I tend to go along with conventional wisdom keeping a watchful eye and an educated amount of skepticism. But I don't go around alarmist or paranoid that everything is a lie. Because if you do that, you just can't function anymore.
No, you get outsourced. Your brain gets outsourced. Yeah, who needs that?
Exactly. So I don't consider coronavirus called COVID-19, you know, a novel coronavirus, meaning a new form of a coronavirus. I don't consider that to be just the flu. I think this is something that is it's a once in a century event.
Right. I didn't mean to minimize it by saying it was just a. If I did say that, that wasn't accurate on my part. It certainly is much more. It's much more important than that.
It's the difference. You could say a shark and a goldfish. You know, a shark is just a fish, but it's not. So
it's a dinosaur.
COVID. No, what I'm saying is they're both fish, but one's dangerous and one's less dangerous. Coronavirus is technically somehow in the same family as flus, but this thing is a lot more contagious, and the consequences of contracting it are far more deadly. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, right. Okay, so then let's play it out, if you'll pardon the pun, and come up with this sports radio talk show that I was made reference to was focused on a quarterback named Kirk Cousins, who said, you know, they're all scrimmaging now. They're getting ready to play. I think, don't they start this weekend with some of the exhibition games, if I'm not mistaken? They've been in camp training for a couple of weeks.
Yes, the training camps have begun, yeah.
Yeah, right. So anyway, this guy, Cousins, said he will not get the vaccine. But his team has said he must get the vaccine, or the NFL. I'm forgetting whether the teams or the NFL saying you got to get the vaccine. A lot of players saying no. So what this guy said he's going to do is surround himself with plexiglass in the quarterback room as they prepare. That team, apparently, the Minnesota team, has the lowest vaccination rate of any of the NFL teams. But I was thinking about that, and I wish I'd had a camera. Yesterday when I was getting on the plane, there was a gentleman who had a white, it wasn't a camouflage suit, but from head to toe, his head, his body, his shoes, everything were the sort of a lab coat or covering for his entire body. His face was wrapped up in a plastic, you know, one of those big plastic protection headset things.
So he was like a hazmat suit.
A creature. Yeah, it was kind of like a hazmat. He looked like a creature from outer space. And people were looking at him. But is that carrying it too far? He obviously was comfortable in doing that. But he was very awkward because he couldn't really move well and he kept dropping things. And, you know, had a hard time getting on the plane and finding his way to his seat. But what do you feel when you sit next to somebody like that or even see somebody like that? Does that make you more worried that, you know, this thing that, well, I don't know, some people take it more seriously than others, perhaps on either end of it. So anyway, I've thrown a couple of things at you. What do you think?
Well, does it make me more worried? No, it makes me more comfortable sitting next to somebody wrapped in cellophane than somebody who's naked. I mean, but I just find it to be a social phenomenon. I, you know, there are people that react to all kinds of things. You know, it wasn't that long ago, before COVID-19, you'd occasionally see people in public wearing a mask because they might have some type of a communicable disease or fearful that they'll pick one up. You may have noticed over the years, you're an international person, that it was common to see in Japan and China people wearing masks in the street, something that seemed peculiar. Do you remember that before the coronavirus? That for years that you'd see in some of the Asian nations, they wear masks in urban areas because of communicable diseases. It seemed weird. Now it's debatable, but it doesn't seem weird. You see somebody with a mask, we're used to it now. We may have opinions about it, but it's not like, oh, my God, person's wearing a mask. I wonder what they have. I don't want to go near them. People would, you know, be that way. So it's all a matter of what you're used to. But my personal feeling is like yours. Oh, God, look at the guy with the hazmat suit on an airplane. What a nutcase. Mm-hmm. You know, but there are people like that, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of nutcases, I'm about to do a My Pillow commercial. And see? And I'm reminded of what Mike Lindell, who's the CEO of My Pillow, he apparently was interviewed on CNN, and things got kind of heated. And
yeah, I watched that. I saw
you
it.
You did. Okay, so what did you take away from that?
I think that Mike Lindell is flirting with forever being looked at as a fraud and a nutcase because he's so vehement and so. I mean, what can I say? I mean, come on.
So what does that do to his business? He's so out of line with facts.
You know.
Yeah, he is. But remember, the guy was a drug addict. He wrote a book about his life as a drug addict. I'm not. There's nothing about me that's trying to apologize to the guy at all. It's just sort of the human part of it. I'm taken back sometimes by the people who react. Well, you're not going to do any more My Pillow spots, are you? I would love to have Sean here. This would be a conversation the next Talkers Convention, asking Sean Hannity how he divorces doing a commercial for My Pillow, or I do, or anybody, because a lot of us do these commercials for My Pillow. Do we stop doing My Pillow commercials? Or do we look at the 800-pound gorilla in the room and confront it and say, okay, Lindell has created a great American company. He has 1,500, 1,600, 1,700 people that work for him. All the products, we value the fact that products are all made in America. And it's actually a pretty good American story. The guy was living in a car, and he created something, you know, and made a big business out of it. So is he a nutbird because he has certain exposure? He got his first exposure by selling pillows. And then he is exposing himself. I guess I wonder what his family thinks. I mean, I don't care. I'll do My Pillow commercials because I think they have good products. But, you know, I can distinguish between the two. Do you think the average person can, Michael? Or is this guy ruining his, is he ruining his business? Is he ruining?
Whether he's ruining his business or not is something that could easily be studied by looking at the numbers. I don't have access to the numbers. Whether his total numbers have gone down or gone up.
The woman that I deal with at My Pillow says that business has never been better. So.
It's possible. It's possible that because he's targeting people that believe his brand of, I don't even know what to call it.
Consciousness.
I mean, he's, you know, I don't agree with what he's saying, and I think that what he's doing is dangerous. And I think it's dangerous that CNN gives him a platform.
Okay. Quick reference to My Pillow products, big deals, big sales. Use the DJV code. You can go through the product catalog at MyPillow.com. Save from 30 to 65% on towels, on sheets, on pillows themselves, mattresses, you name it, with the promo code DJV in the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square there. Use it. Save some money. Get some good things for your home. And maybe just ignore Mike Lindell. Check it out at MyPillow.com. Now, the list of people, every week on the countdown, I like to do this officially because sometimes we get off. We're not going in order. There are all kinds of reasons for us wanting to know exactly what the lists are. So here we go. The people list, top 10. Simone Biles, for obvious reasons, at number 10. Gavin Newsom, another one, obvious reasons, at number 9. Rand Paul, the senator, is number 8. Ron DeSantis, the governor, is number 7. Kevin McCarthy, the congressman, is number 6. Nancy Pelosi, the speaker, is number 5. Donald Trump, the ex-president, is number 4. Tony Fauci, who is, how do we describe him? He's indescribably delicious. Can't we believe it at that? He's number 3 on the list of people. Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, and his brother, actually, and the father, the whole Cuomo family. But Andrew is getting all the attention, so he's at number 2. And Joe Biden, our president, the president, some people say, he's not my president. Well, he is the president of the country, and he's number 1 on this people list from Talkers Magazine.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
From Talkers Magazine, these are the top 10 stories this week, which you will hear discussed on our Talk Radio Countdown show. 10, the Olympics and the results. Number 9, our relationship with China and the latest wrinkles as to land being bought in America near a U.S. Air Force base. Number 8, crime, violence, police, all those things wrapped together in conversation. Number 7, same sort of thing, immigration problems on the border. Number 6, the harsh weather, dryness. That seems to be something that continues to occupy our time and our headspace. Number 5, the economy and inflation. Number 4, Donald Trump's issues. Number 3, the committee to study January 6th and what nonsense that is. Andrew Cuomo and his problems. Number 2, and the problems we're all having with COVID and vaccines. Those are the stories. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so the Michael Harrison interview this week, which you can find at talkers.com or mhinterview.com, is a chat with Ralph Nader. Good God. You had to dust him off, right?
Well, he has got some very interesting ideas, and, you know, he's an American icon.
Yeah.
And it's really an interesting discussion. It's a little bit of a debate, but it's more of a discussion, and I'm proud. mhinterview.com is the place to hear it.
You should be. All right, Michael Harrison, thank you. Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Steve is a lawyer. He's a professor. He knows his way in and out of the law. Matter of fact, I've been told this is, you know that show, unfortunately, got canceled. It was on for 2 years, called All Rise. Have you seen that show? But I thought it was very well done, very likable characters in it, and I wonder how much sometimes movies and or TV shows reflect the real world. I remember The Firm. I mean, how many good movies have there been and television shows? You look at All Rise, which was followed on CBS by the thing that had Michael Weatherly in it.
Oh, gosh, I forget the name of it.
Yeah, me too.
It was a jury consultant, which is a big part of what really goes on in the law.
That's what I wondered about. How does that work? You know, you see these TV shows and you wonder what's real and what isn't. So
you know, what's interesting is, and I'm really glad you brought this up, because there are certain shows. I'll end up talking to the TV going, that's ridiculous.
Right.
I'd never do that. There are other times where I'll see it really, really very, very well done. Boston Legal was a show years ago.
Great.
That was
Spader.
Denny Crane. It was Shatner.
Shatner, yeah, right.
Yeah, great duo. But that show, and it was written by some guys who were from the Boston area, knew the Boston Legal scene. And so there were a lot of in jokes about various judges and all, but it was very, very pretty accurate. The kicker is people watch TV, see what they expect to be in court, and when they get to court, lawyers now have had to change because of what people expect. And so it's funny, rather than the movies and television being accurate or inaccurate, they are actually influencing how lawyers argue to jury. Juries,
yeah,
particularly want
which
to
way
be
is,
a
yeah,
lot of...
Which came first, the chicken or the egg? It's Bull,
exactly,
is the show where we're talking about Bull. And
that's,
yeah,
it. Yep.
Yeah, it's a very good show. A lot of these shows, I was watching on the plane coming back last night, an earlier episode of All Rise, where a defendant defended himself. And you wonder how much of that, is that TV stuff, or how much do people defend themselves?
Well, I did that in my divorce, and it didn't actually work out too well. They have an old saying, the lawyer who represents himself has a fool for a client, and that definitely was so in my case. So occasionally you will see that. I've got some great stories off the air I can tell you about how,
right,
things I've seen in court, but it's pretty rare.
All right, so there. Let's move on to some of the things from the story list at talkers.com. Also, the list is at djvshow.com. The heat is facing Andrew Cuomo. What's the legal? Is he a lawyer, by the way? Is Cuomo a lawyer?
Not to my knowledge. I don't believe he is. I mean,
he went to school to be a politician, apparently.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if his father, if Mario was. I think Mario might have been a lawyer. One of the things that gets me is where are the criminal charges for these things? You know, are they things that would not be tolerated as far as sexual harassment and creating a difficult offensive situation for people who encountered him, in his role as governor? But are these actually, they're not to the level of Harvey Weinstein type of rapes, but they are significant enough that there could be violations of the law, and if so, that should be investigated and possibly prosecuted.
Right, exactly.
So we'll see.
Speaking of prosecutions, what's the latest in the Trump and those legal issues? That's number four in the countdown this week.
You know, we keep seeing a lot about this, but they say that the age of secrecy went out with the invention of the copy machine. But I got to admit, it is really quite unusual that there haven't been leaks from either the Justice Department or any of the state attorneys general, most notably in Manhattan, who are dealing with prosecutions or potential prosecutions of Trump. So I think the system is slow. I happen to think that Trump is going to be convicted of various financial crimes. A lot of people disagree, but at least I think the system's working.
See how it shakes out. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law and, in fact, a good student of the law, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.